Every week, we check in with our friends at America's Test Kitchen to hear about what they've been working on. And this week, our producer, Sally Swift, caught up with Dan Souza.
Hey, Dan. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Sally. Good to be here.
I always love to throw conundrums at you guys because you're so adept at dealing with them. You've noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
So I have been traveling a lot of late and eating out a lot more than I normally would. So my question is, out of 7 restaurant meals, how many of them do you think had Brussels sprouts on the menu? As a star, not as a side, as a star.
As a star. Wow, that's a tough one. So I don't even know exactly where you were traveling, but I'm going to go ahead and guess, let's say 5 out of 7 restaurants had Brussels.
Wrong. 7 out of 7, and including one of those restaurants was like a southern barbecue place.
Wow.
So
that's
Brussels
impressive.
I know, right? They have taken over, and you pay a dear price for them when you're out, I want to point out. So I'm wondering if you can walk us through how to make those restaurant-quality crispy Brussels sprouts at home. I'm sure there's a trick.
Absolutely. Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, I think the first trick that we've learned over the years is you don't want to overcook Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, you get a lot more of the sulfurous qualities that I think gave them a really bad rap for so many years.
Right.
I know when I was a kid, that's what I remember. So you don't want to overcook them. What you're really looking for is kind of a crisp, tender texture, really bright green, and then the cut side that you're browning, you want that to be super browned. Cabbages, any in the brassica family and Brussels sprouts are included in that. They don't have a lot of sugar in them, so you can actually get them very, very dark without them tasting bitter. You know, vegetables that are high in sugar can taste pretty bad if you get them too dark. So you want that cut side to get really beautiful, deep, deep golden brown and crispy. But the rest of the vegetable, you want to be crisp tender. So to achieve that really nice contrast, there's lots of different ways. And most recipes will turn on the oven to get the job done. And that definitely works. But we've developed a new recipe that I think is really the best way to do it, because you can get these Brussels sprouts done in 10 minutes and they've got all the attributes that we're looking for.
Okay. Tell me the details. It seems to me too, I just want to ask you, but the cutting them in half is hugely important.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what you really need is a lot of surface area that can brown. So if you look at a Brussels sprout, it's this little orb. And so it's not going to make very much contact with any surface in its whole form. Making one slice right down the middle through the stem is going to give you a ton of surface area, a nice flat surface that can sit directly in contact with the pan. So that's what we're going to do with a pound of Brussels sprouts. We look for small ones, the ones that are about 1 to 1.5 inches in diameter. We find them to be a bit sweeter. So just slice right through the stem there, and then we're going to put them cut side down in a cold non-stick skillet. So it hasn't been preheated at all.
Cold pan.
Yes, a cold pan. And this is actually really interesting. So we put in a cold pan, we put 5 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, which is a fair amount of oil, but it's really important to get even browning across the whole surface. You don't want that bullseye of kind of browned in the middle, but blonde around it. So 5 tablespoons of oil, and then we put the lid on, then we turn the heat on. And so during that first 5 minutes, what's happening is there's steam created inside the skillet there, because there's moisture in the Brussels sprouts. We don't have to add any extra water. So that steam starts to slowly cook the Brussels sprouts, tenderize them a little bit. And at the same time, that oil starts bubbling and starts browning the cut sides of the Brussels. Once we've gone past the 5 minute mark, we uncover the skillet. So we let all of that steam that we created get driven away. And that's going to allow the browning to really go into like hyperdrive at that point. So, the vegetables are pretty much crisp tender at that point. We keep going for another 2 to 3 minutes until that bottom side is just insanely brown, just gorgeous, super crispy. It's almost like a fried Brussels sprout texture at that point. And then just to finish them off, you can add so many flavorings. We have, I think, 5 variations on this recipe. Once you start going, you just kind of want to try them in so many different ways. I think my favorite one, though, is a really simple but flavorful combination. It's Dijon mustard, some brown sugar, a little bit of white wine vinegar, and a tiny bit of cayenne pepper. So it really hits on that.
That's a great combo.
Sweet, savory, tart, a little bit of spice in there. And they're just, honestly, they're addicting.
Mm-hmm. And it's essentially dressing them as if they were a salad in a way.
Sure. Yeah. You could use any of the flavors that you like in a salad. That would totally work.
Right. Sounds great. Dan, any predictions on what the next big vegetable is going to be?
Oh, that's a good one. You know what?
Who knew it was cauliflower early on and now Brussels sprouts?
Yeah. No, I think, I don't know. Let me say that green beans are going to take over.
Okay.
Because if I think of any other vegetable that as a kid I disliked as much as Brussels sprouts, it was green beans. So I think it's time for them to come back.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. Hey, Dan, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Sally.
Dan Souza is editor-in-chief of Cooks Illustrated. Now, you'll find a recipe for skillet roasted Brussels sprouts with lemon and pecorino romano. How in heaven's name can you resist that? Along with a whole bunch of sauce variations on our website at splendidtable.org.